Walking in the street and all of a sudden you see a piece of bread or any other food on the floor, must you pick it up or not? So the Gemara in Bava Metzia has an intense and difficult conversation between Rabba and Rava about when you must return something, which is a food item which is on the street, and people are going to trample on it and ruin the siman, ruin the sign, the identifiable mark on it, which you know who the owner is, whether you have to return this item or not. And the Gemara in the midst of this discussion discusses as well this concept of if a person will be ma'avir al ochlin or not. If a person in general walks by or is allowed to walk by food that's on the floor and leave it there, or is a person say, ain't ma'avir al ochlin? No, a person is not allowed to walk by this item and therefore it won't get trampled because a person will pick up the food when he sees it, because he's obligated to pick it up, because ain ma'avir nava ochlin. Now the Gemara, according to Rava, holds ma'avir nava ochlin, that people may ignore food lying on the floor, and it may get trampled, but the Gemara then comes out that we paskin like Rava with regards to this hashavas aveda item. So it sounds like from this Gemara, if we paskin like Rava across the board, that ma'avir nava ochlin, that it's fine to step on food, or to walk past food at least, and you don't have to pick it up. However, there is a Gemara in Erevin, where a story of Rabbi Gamliel and is riding from town to town, and Rabbi Yehuai, his Talmud, is riding behind him, and Rabbi Gamliel sees a piece of bread on the floor, and tells, or this guskos, which is some type of a bread item, and Rabbi Gamliel tells Rabbi Yehuai to pick it up and to give it to a Nachri, who's walking by. So you see from this Gemara that you must pick up food that is on the floor, especially if it's bread. The Rush paskins like that Gemara, that a person's in ma'avir nava ochlin, you're not going to pass by bread or food without picking it up. And the Ein Mishpat cites the Shulchan Aruch, but what the Gaon HaShas corrects him, what that really means is he's citing to a Magen Avram, which expressly paskins like this Gemara in Erevin, that you're not allowed to walk by food without picking it up. Now, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch, though, himself doesn't really discuss this question, implying that maybe we don't really paskin like that, and maybe we paskin like Rava in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that a person is ma'avir nava ochlin, you can pass by food without picking it up. Now, interestingly, the Rambam writes, sha'asru v'haloch behen, you're not going to pass by it, or you're not going to trample on it, rather, but it doesn't ever say in the Rambam that you actually have to pick up the food. The Sefer Eitz Asada cites the Dibros Moshe and the Derech Amun of Chaim Kanievsky, who say that, well, maybe the Rambam means that you just can't step on food, but there's no need to actually pick it up. And the Ramosha, you know, queries why the Magen Avraham just takes for granted that what it means in ma'avir nava ochlin, that you have to actually pick up the food. Be it as it may, it seems pretty clear that at least according to the Magen Avraham, a person who walks by food must pick it up. But is this obligation limited to bread or to other foods as well? The Ramban and the Rashbah seem to say that it applies even to fruits. Rabbi Yashiv says it applies to all fruits, as opposed to the Salma Eschaim, say maybe it only refers to pas. So I was thinking perhaps the way to explain this is, well, what is the reason for why you have to pick it up? If your reason why you have to pick up food that's on the floor is because of Tashkis, then it should apply to all food. You know, otherwise the food's going to be ruined. However, if it's an issue of bizayon, that you don't want to, it's degrading for the food to stay on the floor, that may only apply to bread, because bread, as we saw in previous issues of throwing food, has a higher level of kavod, which is required to provide to it. However, what about if you leave it on the floor, but in a place where it won't get trampled? Do you have to pick it up? Let's say it's on the side of the street. It's not going to get trampled, but it's on the floor. So Rav Karelitz, Rav Zolber, Nemensol are all cited as saying it's permitted, and perhaps the reason is because there's no, you know, baltashkas over here, because the foods won't get ruined. But what about if the issue is bizayon? Perhaps maybe you should have to pick it up. The Eitz Asada also discusses the case if it's in a place on a floor when it will get dirty. Can you kick it to the side where it won't get dirty? Or do you have to actually pick it up, mamish? Rashi and Tosfos and the Gemara sounds like you need to pick it up, but the Meiri seemed to say that it was fine if you just kick it to the side of the street. V'chaim Kanievsky, however, points out that according to Rashi and Tosfos, they would even agree that you don't actually have to pick it up, you just need to move it to the side where it won't get trampled. And I was thinking this, again, fits well with the idea that the reason of baltashkes, that as long as it won't get stepped on, then you fulfill your obligation of preventing baltashkes. But if the reason is that it's like an issue of bizayon, then perhaps you actually have to pick it up. And in fact, the Mishnah Yosef paskins that you have to really pick it up. Now, what about if it's less than a kezayis? Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it's permitted to leave it on the floor. Samas Chaim, Rav Zonnenfeld, says that you should pick it up. Now, again, this may be based on these reasons. If it's an issue of bizoyon, then maybe left in a kezayis, you can leave it there. But if it's baltashkis, maybe you have to even pick up small parts. But the Eitz HaSadeh seems to doubt that and say baltashkis is also an issue of kezayis, so I'm not sure. Well, what about if the food is inedible? It's dirty, it's yucky already. Do you have to pick it up as well? So Eitz HaSadeh cites what Yashua says, you don't have to pick it up, but Rav Nissim Kraut seems to say you do have to pick it up. So again, I think it may be based on this reason. If the reason is about tashkis, so there's no need to pick it up because it's already, you know, ruined, it's inedible. But if you say the reason is bizayon, even food which is dirty, if it's still physically actually edible, you really would have to pick it up because of bizayon. Now the final question is, well, what about if it's, you have a great gadol, a zaken veino l'chvichvodo? It's not, it would be pasnish for Moshe Feinstein to bend down and start picking up all this bread from the floor. So the Kenyan Torah says, well, look at our story, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eloi. Sounds like you still need to pick it up even if you're a great rav like Rabbi Eloi. However, the Mishnah Yosef says, you're potter from picking it up just like if a person wouldn't pick up his own item. So I was thinking it makes sense that a zaken would have to pick it up if the reason is about tashkis, because it's usur. In isur, we don't suspend the surim necessarily, although we do a little bit by a Shabbos Aveda, but maybe a straight-up isur like about tashkis, we would require you to pick up. If the issue is only an issue of bizayon, so if the person's own kavod is more important than the kavod of the bread, and therefore you would not need to pick it up.